Bobby the Boomer. His mission is to inspire belief, rekindle his clan's fire, to revive the hopes and dreams of his tribe so they will rise up once again. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Nope. It's Bobby the Boomer. Bobby the Boomer. Hey, Bobby. Bobby boy.
Yes, Grandpa.
Go fix the world. Here's Bobby.
Well, hello, this is Bobby the Boomer, the Baby Boomer's buddy, coming to you today on a dog day in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Of course, it's early in the morning when I'm making this here podcast, sitting in my non-mobile studio, and I got a reason for that, but that has to do with the episode. Today's episode is entitled Bear With Me. Yeah, please bear with me. I've been going through a lot lately. Some say I've been a bear to be around, and I want to just take the time to explain a little bit, Lucy, and also want to take a little bit of time to thank those who are bearing with me, because some of y'all, not y'all listening, maybe, because you don't know me, but the folks that are I'm dealing with, well, you're kind of being bears, too, and I'd like to, anyway, won't go there. So let me explain the episode. I talked about how Will World was still there. Talked about that as a non-eventful day, and then my next day, the eventful day of being rude up and punished, and that's why I'm out here sitting in the parking lot right now at the dark looking at the clock, because they're not letting me even walk in the building until a certain amount of time, and it just goes, it just pales into insignificance, the little nitpicky stuff that a corporation will do instead of focusing on the main thing, which is serving the patient and the families of the patients, or if you're in a corporate office making a product or service, serving the customers. Yes. So, being ex-military and being just a commonsensical guy, some of these here policies du jour and little nitpicky things that actually hamstring you and keep you from doing your job, yeah, that makes me a little bit angry, so it makes me kind of a bear. So, I'm hoping you'll bear with me in the next couple episodes. I'm going to make these shorter and sweeter like I did the last one, because I got some stuff I need to get done. Yes, indeedy duty, and I just don't want to forget my tribe, but maybe in all these here stories, rants, and lessons about what I'm going through might help you if you're going through the same thing, or if you have gone through the same thing and try to process it, or if you go through the same thing, you'll say, hey, Bobby talked about that. Maybe I won't do what he did, or I'll do what he did. If it's a good thing, you want to try to do it. If it's a bad thing, you want to avoid it like a hot stove. Yeah, you want to be one of them smart kids. My middle child, Katie, she is awesome. Because you know how most people, they see the wet paint sign and they just watch somebody touch it. The person in front of them's got paint on their hand and they go ahead, they gotta touch it. They gotta touch the wet paint because it might not be wet for them. Just like the hot stove, they hear their sibling or somebody yelp with pain because they just touched a hot flame, but then they go, well, it won't happen to me. That's kind of like socialism. I know I'm gonna maybe trigger a few woke folks, but socialism didn't work for them because they're not as smart as us and they're not dead. No, socialism ain't going to work because human beings are involved. And as long as human beings are involved, there's going to be human beings that get on top and they're going to take from the ones that work the hardest and they're going to make themselves elite and they're going to end up oppressing and they're going to end up taking advantage of people. And then there's going to be people looking around saying, well, if he's doing all the work and I get stuff anyhow, I get the same as him, well, I don't have to work. Anyhow, that's why it don't work. But people don't actually use common sense. I guess I thought common sense was common because the word common. But apparently, common sense is having sense that is common and making sense. It doesn't mean that everybody has it. You know, I might have the definition wrong. Yes, I might. But that's, hey, whatever. That's not my problem, is it? Well, maybe it is. Reading is fundamental for me. It is mostly mental and it ain't no fun. I'm trying. They done tried to do phonics way back when I was in PS45 in Staten Island, New York. Yeah, me and my brother, we were in first and second grade and they thought, hey, we're going to do this new thing instead of teaching English the way the British do it and learning them how all the I before E except after. So we're going to do it, phonics. Yeah. Guess what? Any of you teachers out there already know this. Any of you really smart folks already know this. Ebonics don't work in English. English is probably one of the hardest languages in the world. And I'm glad I was born in America, because I really don't think I speak English. I speak American, but I'm really glad that I was born in America, because if this was not my native language, I wouldn't be able to operate in the world, because most of the world does operate with English. I guess I'd have to get one of them there Google things. That's the good thing about technology, right? It's got all that cool stuff you could do. Anyhow, back to the old problem at hand. There's so many. Life is like a bowl of cherries. Yeah. And if you don't like cherries, I guess you end up with the pits. But, hey, reminds me of a joke. I'm going to try to make light. I don't want to get bogged down. I know if I get too grumpy and stuff, y'all say, who is listening to old grumpy old Bobby? Bobby's a grumpy old guy, unless you enjoy that kind of stuff. And I don't want a whole fan base of people wanting just me to grumpy and be. I want to be able to talk happy stuff. And I'm looking through the tunnel, and I'm not seeing the light yet. And I hope it's not a train, but I'm going to plow my way through. Kind of like when you go down through the valley, you gotta go down through the valley before you can come up on the top of the mountain. I've said that a couple episodes ago, and if you want to subscribe to Bobby the Boomer, you can certainly do that, and every time a new show comes out, you will be notified, and you won't miss one, not even a single one. No, you won't. And if you want to rate me on iTunes, because that's the one I know, I think probably you could rate me any of the platforms of your listening pleasure, but iTunes I know has a rating system of 1 to 5. 1 is the lowest, 5 is the highest. You give me what you think I deserve. If you're feeling grumpy, you give me a low number. That's okay. And even say whatever's on your mind. I'm okay with that. I'm a work under construction, but I can take constructive criticism, and I can even take the mean-spirited stuff. I might not like it, but it probably will help me in the long run if it's truthful. Truth sometimes hurts, doesn't it? Anyway, it reminds me, he's talking about being lighter, lightening up. I listen to these little reels, the short reels now they do. There's really, instead of watching a whole movie or something, if I want to be lightened before I go to bed, or if I'm feeling down like I was yesterday, I put on little reels and I watch the little dog videos, or I watch some nice guy doing something nice to somebody else, or I watch the deer blind dumb dad jokes or dad jokes. They're either in a deer blind or a turkey blind, or they're just sitting there on a dock fishing or something, and they say silly little things. We're talking about problems and how we all have problems. Well, one of the questions is these dads asked, one dad asked the other dad, he said, hey, why does the math book look so angry? And another one said, huh? And a guy said, that's because it has too many problems. Are you angry? I've been angry lately. I'm trying to work on that. And being that I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, I got a lot of help. I got the Holy Spirit to help me with all this mess, and I'm sure glad there's a verse that says, cast your cares upon him, for he cares upon you. And I do this little thing. Some people write their problems down. Somebody told me the other day, if you write your problems down, write them all down at the end of the day, and then crumple it up and throw it in the trash can before you either go home from the JOB or leave wherever your problems are at, or whether you lay just before you lay your head down. And what I do, I like to do is, with that scripture, cast your care upon the Lord, I put my hands out in front of me, and I just kind of envision or look in my imagination about the problems that I have and all the stuff that went on and all the things that are making me mad, and I just kind of throw my hands up to the Lord and say, here you go. Because he's a lot bigger than we are. He can handle these things. These things to him are nothing. Piece of cake. Easy peasy. Yeah. So he does promise to give us peace. One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is his peace. I talked about that before, talking about the fruit. If you want to look at that episode, you can go to my show notes and scroll down till you see the title, Fruits or Fruit of the Spirit. Yes, and it's something like that. My titles are pretty self-explanatory. I have a simple title, and then I talk about what my title is about, usually. And I try to get tricky once in a while, make it interesting for you, and then make it kind of catchy. It's like, what is that about? It's kind of like matches, or it's like a poem, or like a rhyme, or something like that, or proverb. Since I'm in between, in the beginnings, I'm getting a lot of car noises and a lot of ambulances and stuff, because today's just the beginning, and I gotta get myself inside, so I hope you will bear with me as I will bear with these issues. I know they're gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be okay. As the saying goes, this too shall pass. So whether you're going through good times or bad times, it'll pass. If it's bad times, I'm glad that it'll pass. If it's good time, try to enjoy it while you can, because that'll pass too. too eventually. But I hope you're having a good day, whatever time, whatever day it is when you're listening to this, and I hope you are well. I wish you the very best. I hope you do come back for the next Bobby the Boomer Show. And until then, I will just say goodbye and God bless.